I don't know how many of you here this morning like to travel, but whenever I do, especially if it's a place I've never been before, somewhere I'm not coming back to, I buy a lot of things. Souvenirs and such. And I also take a lot of pictures. In other words, I want to have something physical to show for my efforts. Something tangible to take back. I want to have something physical to show my friends, to show them that I've been there and done that. This tendency to carry something physical, something to remind us of a memory, in some cases, a person, is very human. For all of us have the need to reassure ourselves. And we assure ourselves by what we know. What we know is generally what we intuit with our five senses. Sight, touch, hear, smell, and taste. In the gospel this morning, we hear that Thomas, Doubting Thomas, as he's sometimes called, had the exact same need. Thomas had the need to reassure himself. No, he says, I will not believe unless I touch his wounds and put my hand into his side. Thomas would not believe that Jesus was risen unless he actually touched him. Like all of us, he was merely being human. In other words, Thomas was echoing our human cry for certainty. Again, the need to make sure. But no matter how hard we try, there are some things that we humans can't be sure about. So we have to trust. We have to have faith. There is nothing certain about the things we call spiritual things. Spiritual things like God, like the resurrection, like miracles. And if there was a thing that we call faith, wouldn't it be necessary? Why did Thomas insist that he had to touch Jesus? Wasn't seeing enough? Well, I think Thomas had to touch Jesus in order to be healed. For Thomas was weak, he was hurt, he was wounded. In his mind was a darkness of doubt, and this doubt was played out in his heart, in a heart broken with grief. And even though these wounds were invisible, they were not only very real, but very painful. And the person we call Christ Jesus was able to see them. And so it was he who touched the wounds of Thomas. It was he who healed him, who made him whole and well again. Yes, a human heart can only be healed by the presence of another, by the presence of another human person. Someone who is compassionate, someone who understands, someone who has been there and done that. And so the wounds of Jesus help us. They help us understand our pain. They help us understand physical and emotional suffering. The pain of abandonment. The pain of betrayal, the pain of humiliation. Yes, Jesus suffered all these things, and he suffered more than these. As Scripture says, we humans are nothing but earthen vessels. Yes, our body, our shell is fragile and easily broken. The human container, which carries our soul, the vessel which carries our faith, is both brittle and frail. And all of us at times doubts. All of us at times lose faith. But here, we need to remember that God loved us first. That God has faith in us, even if we lack faith in God. For God has been there, God has done that, and God has suffered. As we say so often at Mass, in dying, Jesus destroyed our death, and in rising, he has restored our life. You believe in me because you have seen and you have touched, but blessed are they who have not seen and still believe.